This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As always, if you choose to drink or whatever you're doing, do it responsibly. What are you sipping on, Samantha?
I'm drinking tap. Well, I guess, what is it? Room temperature water, not tap water. Because I'm fancier than that. We did have a sponsor that gave us a lovely pitcher that we use. And so, of course, so I got a fancy filtered room temperature water. Because my teeth is hurting.
Oh.
Always those issues, y'all. I have very sensitive teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that filter's fun because it is a...
takes forever.
It's a timely endeavor, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
It is worth it. I bought new filters, and I will say the filter has actually made it faster, the new filters, just so you
We'll have to catch up on that afterwards, then.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
All right. I'm sipping on a hot toddy. I basically just... oh my. Well, I won't go into it, but I've been worried about my voice, especially because it is my job.
It is.
And I've been having some panic moments about it. If you can hear it a little bit, I think. But because of that, I made a hot toddy, which is essentially I just put water, I heated it up. It's like lukewarm. It's really good.
Oh.
Yeah, which is a pun for my mug, which has a picture of Luke Skywalker on it.
Very good mug.
It is. You made it.
I wonder
it.
Who got that made. For you. Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorite gifts ever. I love it. And then I put some cinnamon and ginger and lemon and a splash of whiskey in it. And it's very nice, actually.
My partner and I had a whole conversation because we go to Costco to get our, not a sponsor, to get our liquors because it's cheaper and they have like their off brands. And we had a debate about getting whiskey. I'm like, Annie drinks whiskey. We need to grab whiskey.
I love that I'm included in
your... You are.
That makes me really happy. Yes, I love it. Okay, so this episode, I know there's a lot going on. There's a lot we need to talk about. We are going to talk about it, I promise. But I actually wanted to talk about this. I mentioned it a month ago that I watched, I gave in and watched the new Super Mario Brothers movie. I already had this written. Because I think I wrote it like while I was watching it, but I didn't want to release it during Pride Month because of Chris Pratt.
So. Oh, yeah. Ew.
Yeah. So I was like, that doesn't feel right. So I will wait. It's a bit dated, but we are there. I wouldn't say there's even spoilers, but if you care, we are going to be talking about it. But it is funny because...
you know what? I thought you were talking about doing the old Super Mario Brothers movie. Okay.
Yes. So it is funny, though, because your partner and I, I had never seen it. Or if I had, I was a kid and did not remember it at all. And we tried to stay up watching it. And it was more bizarre than I could even... I knew it was going to be strange. but it was stranger. And I didn't make it to the end. I need to go back and watch it.
I think need is a very strong word.
No, for me, it's a need. For other people, a void, rightfully so. But for me, it's a need. It actually came up. My mom came to visit me in Atlanta with my little brother, and we had lunch. And somehow it came up. Me and my little brother talk about video games a lot, so I imagine that's what happened. But my mom had seen the old one and was like, didn't that have like Bob Hoskins in it? I was like, yep.
Yes.
Sure did.
We all talk about him.
Oh, it's listeners.
He's a
treasure. I can't even describe.
I hope there's nothing bad about him.
Me too. Oh gosh, it's so strange. It's this, but so is this one. Okay, so I was trying to avoid watching it because of the Chris Pratt thing, but also just like, I wasn't really excited about it. But then the writer's strike happened and a lot of the entertainment I usually enjoy kind of went away. And I'm not super, Samantha and I were just talking about this. I don't like TV shows give me anxiety. They give me anxiety. I like something that's like one and done. And so I eventually gave in and I watched this movie. I've seen it several times now, I will admit. The thing that it has going for it is nostalgia. It is very, very nostalgic. As a kid who grew up playing like Donkey Kong, that whole scene, all the music, it made me remember when I made you listen to that theme song.
Yes.
And I was quoting it incessantly for a while. And it made me laugh because I used to say with relative ease a lot.
Yes. And I believe you and my partner still do this. And I just sit there. It's obvious, like I am the parent and you two are the children having a moment together and I am very lost and never come back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you like, you just kind of wander away?
Yeah, I did. Like, it's literally one of those, like, are they hurting anyone? No. Okay. Moving on.
Yes. But I looked back at our, the last time you and I ran the Peachtree Road Race, which happens over July 4th in person. Your partner had texted me, did you finish, with relative ease? I was like, yes. Yes.
And if he had sent that to me, I'd be like, what?
I still say I love it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the theme song for the N64 Donkey Kong is horrible and hilarious. But it is in the movie. That was a fun, like, so the music is really fun. There's like a Mario Kart scene. And that's really what it has going for it, is sort of the like, oh, these were the games I played or grew up with or what have you, Rainbow Road scene. This isn't really a review. I mean, I am reviewing it, but what I more wanted to talk about is because we had our very hilarious, in my opinion, Princess Peach / Toadstool episode.
Yes.
In which it was hilarious in that you kept saying you didn't know who Princess Peach was.
I didn't.
And I was like, I've seen you play.
And I had no idea that's what she was called. In my head, her name is Princess Toadstool.
Yeah. It took
us
like mid-episode.
About the name change, by the way. It didn't make sense to me.
But you got your Jack Black theme song that I sing to your dog now.
Peaches, you don't sing. Peaches, peaches. You don't sing to my dog. No one sings
to my dog.
I sang
it
like
once. Well, anyway, so you should go check out that episode if you haven't, because we kind of talked about sort of the sexism in these games, especially when it comes to Peach is sort of your prize. The princess is not in this castle, which they have a joke about in this movie.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
It was interesting because they tried to make Peach more bad. And I would say she is. She is. But ultimately, it does all come down to Bowser is in love with her and wants to marry her and is going to destroy her whole kingdom, the Mushroom Kingdom, if she doesn't agree. And so it's weird because it's like they tried to make her a stronger character, like more of a character. And she definitely has, like, she's really proficient with weapons. She's really, she shows up Mario a lot. But ultimately, it does boil down to Bowser's trying to marry her. And I was watching this, and it's not like that's new at all. Because that is like the game. That is exactly the plot. We talked about it in that episode we did on Princess Peach/Toadstool. That is the plot of one of the games, is that he like tries to not only kidnap her, which he does in almost everyone, but he tries to marry her. And it was weird because I was watching this as an adult and I was like, I can't believe it's 2023. And I'm watching a movie where marriage is kind of being used as a weapon, where it's very much like he's going to control her via marriage. And if she doesn't agree, he's going to kill everyone she cares about.
Obviously.
Yes. And it's framed as very funny. And Jack Black is amazing. Like, the song is really good. He's a really great actor. He's really funny in it. But it's like kind of the funny aspect of toxic masculinity, because he has so many lines that are funny. But when you think about them, you're like, oh, this is real messed up. Like, he's essentially, we're supposed to laugh because he's this big villain and he's like, oh, I want to have a happy fairy tale wedding. And you're like, ah. But then, like, oh, no, he's actually like trying to manipulate this person who he says is like beautiful and smart and strong, all this stuff, into marrying him. And he thinks that will make him very, very happy. And he has a line where he's yelling at Mario, where he's like, I was finally going to be happy, which I feel is like very incel kind of language when you're like talking about what you're, you know, if only this woman would give me what I want, I would be happy and then it would be fine. But instead she didn't. And now he's resorting to all this violence. And I bet a lot of you listening are like, Eddie, this was like a cartoon movie for kids. But I can't turn off my feminist brain. And I was watching this and I just thought, you know, kids are probably watching it, loving it. And we're not. It's strange to me, I guess, that it's still that was the plot line. Or maybe not strange, but not something I'm comforted by.
Right. I mean, essentially, it does feel like a step back when for so long we've been like, oh, yay, we finally have a superhero or heroes that are women who can do their own thing. But then we talked about Marvel, like, yay, women. Oh, no, women are bad, apparently, still. Like, it's the push back and forth of like, mm-hmm. you're kind of doing it, but you're doing the minimal of doing it. And then you're doing it in a way that's just not really well done. So mm-hmm. is it more insulting now?
Right. I saw an article today we need to come back to, but it was like, Marvel, you got to stop fridging your women. But yeah, I mean, essentially, because like they did, like I said, they made her stronger. They made her more badass, but it felt very much like they knew people were going to be like mad about it So like, no, she's strong. See, she can hold her own. She can do all this stuff with weapons, all that, whatever. But then they were like, still.
Because I kind of go back to the Mad Max, the new version with Charlize Theron. But like, everybody was so mad because it was like feminist because she was the one that was driving the truck and there's those women and all these things. But I'm like, but still in the end, it was the Max dude who had to sacrifice himself to save them all. He was still the lead with the Charlize character just staring in anguish half the time. Yeah. Like, that was, and I'm like, it was a good movie. I wanted to support it just because everybody, all the men were mad. I'm like, this is the movie that you're mad at? Like, this is the one. Like, if all the movies you should be mad at, it's something like Kill Bill, which the antagonist is a woman that's killing everyone, including the teacher, the main hero guy, and somehow y'all are okay with this. Like, because it was made by a dude who kind of actively hates women? I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. But the whole stance is like, it's not as feminist as you think it is, but you're mad because it's implying they could be.
Yeah. That's the interesting thing, because we've talked about that a lot, because I feel like there's this thing, especially in like traditionally perceived as masculine spaces. So video games is a huge one. And in fact, there was an article. Did you see this, Samantha? There's an article that came out the other day that said more women play video games. And it got like raked through the coals by men who are like, that's impossible. That's impossible.
Well, I still love that.
It was just a straight up like,
here's
this
the facts.
Is what the survey found. And they were like, oh, like, you
where
liars.
Are you getting this information?
Yes. So this is still like a huge deal in the video game world. And I feel like in a lot of those cases and a lot of those spaces, it's, you can have your women, you can have your like female character be a little bit stronger, but only to a point. Only till she's still sexualized. Only like she still has to fit in our like masculine gaze. And the fact that this was like a wedding storyline used to entrap her, as even though she's like, quote, you know, more badass, that feels very much like she's still being seen as this.
In the Mario Odyssey game, because I played it for a split second. And then my partner enjoyed it way more because I got to a point I'm like, I'm going to die all the time, so I quit now. Is the plot point to rescue the princess?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it is.
Is that the one? So there is one game where the exact plot point is that Bowser's in like a white wedding suit. He's got a top hat.
Yeah, I think I remember. Yeah. Like, this sounds really familiar, and I've never watched this movie. I've never watched the previews. I know nothing about it. I knew that Chris Pratt was going to be the voice. I was like, why? That doesn't even make sense.
It's
like,
the accent
nothing
is
about
worse
that
than
makes
you
sense.
Imagine.
So all those that to say, like, I have no interest, but I feel like the Odyssey is the one where the dude's like, I'm going to marry her, and he keeps kidnapping her, and then he sends his henchmen to fight Mario in different scenarios, which I always die. I always die. This is why I hate these games, even on the Switch. Still angry. It's okay. I'm okay. But the plot point is that he has to get her, him and Hattie, whatever the name of the hat is.
This
is how you can be a co-op. And I'm still bad at it. But I'm trying to remember. I think that's the whole plot point. And I'm like, that's a newer game, and it's one of the most popular games out there.
Yep.
The fact that it is a newer game, I guess you have to have some kind of ultimate goal. But it seems odd that this is the ultimate goal, the marriage line. Because I don't feel like the Super Mario 3, that was the intent. It was just to help her, to find her, right?
Right. A lot of them are just, she's like not in your castle. You have to go find her. And I will say, maybe not in defense of, but to clarify, in the movie, she does, she agrees to the marriage because she's trying to protect her people. But she does have a plan to get out of it, and she does attack Bowser. And he's like, well, then we're breaking up right now. so... Yeah, I'm working on my voices.
That was good.
Yeah, thank you.
Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Again, one of those things where I feel like they knew that our conversation has changed since the games came out. People wouldn't be happy if that was the whole plot point. So they kept trying to give you like, no, see, Peach is really strong. And she was, but it still felt like just a little bit. And she still ended up, yeah, Mario had to save her. And Bowser, perhaps not surprisingly, did not take rejection really well. And so there's like this whole scene that I was just imagining kids watching of this guy being like, you've ruined everything. You made me so sad, like all this stuff. And then, yeah, Mario and Luigi saved the day. And it really, you know, like I said, it was nostalgic. I liked that part of it. But I just thought, because it's really, really popular. That movie has been the number one on like all renting platforms since it became available to rent.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the only person that I know that's watched that movie.
Well,
I don't know a lot of people though.
Well, but I mean, I imagine a lot of its kids watching it, and it is a step forward in some ways, but in so many ways I was like, but you still went this way.
Does she marry Mario?
She doesn't. It's definitely gonna be a sequel, because at the end, like, Yoshi, who wasn't in it, comes out of his like egg. So they kind of end on a like 80s, like, woo.
Oh, wait, Yoshi's coming in?
In the next one, yeah, I would assume. They made enough money. I'm sure they're going to make another one. But yeah, I just, you know what? If you listeners haven't watched it, you want to, I would love to hear your thoughts about it. Because literally I was watching it, I was like, am I being too much about this? I'm like, I don't think I am.
It's odd.
It is odd. It is very strange. I am also going to Universal, as I've said, not a sponsor, because The Last of Us is going to be there. But
so
they
is
have
that taking over the whole thing, or is it just one little area?
Have you ever been during Halloween haunted nights?
No, I think we went to the Disney World and it was way
early. Yeah, that was different. Yeah. So basically, there's 10 haunted houses, and they just pop up. It's the whole park, the Universal Studios, but they don't take over like a ride or anything. All the rides are still open, but there is a Mario Land in Universal now. So I will be going. It has a Mario Kart ride. I've heard interesting things about it. Mostly that it's just like not complete, nothing bad.
But it's finished. Like, you're not going to die on it, are you?
No.
Okay.
That's
a weird statement. It's not complete.
Sorry. To clarify, I meant that part of the park isn't complete. The ride is complete.
The ride is complete. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But I will be taking pictures, and I'll report back. It's I think it's going to be strange because it's got like the ride has like 3D. It's like 3D glasses where you're, I don't know, shooting off red shells and stuff.
Oh, I would be sick of the dog.
I know. I'm a little concerned. I think I'll be fine, but I don't know about some of my friends.
I would be so sick.
I'll report back.
Yeah, let me know.
Yes. But in the meantime, cheers.
Cheers.
I could have gone on and on, but that's what I'll say about the new Super Mario Brothers movie. Although also one more thing, the age difference between the actors kind of weirds me out. But all right. that being said, if you have any thoughts, please on this one or the old one. Oh my gosh, please write in. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at momstuffpodcast and Instagram and TikTok at stuffoneverytoldyou. We also have a Tee Public store where you can buy some merchandise. We have a book. You can pre-order it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com and on Audible. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production by iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.